time does Bruce start?
This is a Lazy Motop Productions. This is the Oh Fuck My Mom's Home podcast with Luis Jesse Retardo Martinez. I got two idiots on the couch today and they didn't bring a third mic.
That's right.
Introduce yourself, idiots.
Yo, I'm Jacob Jonas. I have a mic. Josh told me not to bring a mic because he's an idiot.
Hi, I'm Josh Emerson, and I'm sorry. I forgot. I'm a human being.
You guys are cool.
Right.
Josh, pull the mic towards you because you're the one that was supposed to be here no matter what today. No, I'm just playing. I'm just playing. I'm just playing, John. Yeah, we're just fucking around, jamming some Chicano Batman and shit, hanging out. I'm so glad you guys came. It's snowy out there.
It's really snowy.
Fuck, dude.
Yeah, man. Fucking cars getting stolen, man. That's how snowy it is out there.
Yo,
man.
Bro, it's that wet snow. Like that wet, wet, heavy snow.
Wet. Like the
like,
walk.
How sexual is it? Like,
wet. It's not sexual, but it's that wet.
Heavy, I like. You're right. It does remind me of WAP. And I'm so glad we could say that word again. You know what I mean?
WAP?
Yeah.
When was it off, man?
No, you can't say WAP, dude. It's fucking, it's an Italian bad word, bro. It's like the Italian N-word.
You know what that means? It means without papers.
It's like saying you're a dirty Mexican.
Yeah, exactly.
But to an Italian.
They're nowhere near as oppressed, so it's funny to make fun of them.
Yeah.
So too, Polish people now too.
Polish people. I saw a TikTok the other day where it was like literally a girl who was like, "I'm gonna kill Italians," and it had like 100,000 likes. And I was like, "Oh my god."
Jesus.
It was literally just like, it was a playthrough, and it was like, oh, you're Italian? And
well, who doesn't want to kill the Jersey Shore, bro? Who doesn't? Who fucking doesn't, dude?
Bro, Lewis, I could tell how radicalized you are just by the YouTube algorithm that I saw.
Oh, yeah?
Steven Crowder.
Viagra.
Salty
Cracker. They're all good, bro. Salty Cracker's getting lame, bro.
Viagra Boys is a band.
Yeah, the cool punk band, like British or something.
They have a song called Sports.
Yeah, Sports. And he's all basketball, baseball, girls, boys.
Getting high in the morning,
yeah.
Buying things off the internet.
Smoking cigarettes. Sports.
Look at this. Biden admins extreme transgender healthcare agenda.
Exclamation point. I'm shouting this, okay?
Dude, did you ever see Steven Crowder try to do stand-up?
Yeah, he sucks.
Really?
Yeah, bro.
But, but he does. He's funny, bro. I like his shit. Like, Dave Landau on there. Dave Landau on the Louder with Crowder is just fucking funny as fuck. But he does shit with, Anthony Cumier, too.
Dude, man, I'm looking at it right now. 370,000 views. It streamed 3 hours ago. That's real numbers, man.
No, dude, he's like one of the biggest fucking...
He's got his own studio and shit, dude. He's like, but...
Well, he's getting funded by the deep state.
Yeah, right, bud.
Honestly, bro,
TYT is, dude. The young Turks. Them motherfuckers. I think it's YouTube that fucking, no, they get so much funding that they're in the YouTube studios, bro.
I don't even watch the Young Turks.
Yeah, I don't watch them neither, dude. They suck dick.
Hey!
Eventbrite,
baby!
Yeah, we're hosting a Drunken Spelling Bee show tomorrow at Caillou Rum at 600 East Colfax.
And before that, you could always go to my open mic at Brews Off of Facts, all right?
Check out Brews Bros Off of Facts.
No, it's not Brews Bros no more.
While telling jokes, not a Brews Off of Facts, okay?
Did you guys host an open mic when it was, like, below?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Cold.
Fuck yeah, dude.
How many people showed up?
12 or 15. No, actually, 15 people showed up, dude.
Bro, that's how you know how desperate the
no, that was... No, but you know what's crazy? That reminded me of... I remember when Alan Bromwell hosted Rooster Cat over there off of Lincoln. Like, fucking 3 inches of snow, dude. And we still showed up to do our comedy outside. Like, me, Brian Evans, and I think one other person. And Alan's like, Well, if you want to do comedy, I guess. He goes out in the snow and he sets up the fucking mic. And he's like, I guess, dude, fuck it. So, but we did comedy that day, dude. But, yeah, no, it was funny. I forget Joel Vernon goes, I don't know if this guy's cold or what. And Coppertone was over there. That homeboy Coppertone was all over there. Oh, man. I was like, don't make fun of him. He's a comic, fool. He's like, no way, for real. I was like, yeah. And I was like, Coppertone, you're next. Oh, man. But, yeah, dude, nah, that mic's been fun, dude. Had a decent mic over there at Goose Town yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to – it went good, yeah. Got paid decent fucking kickback too. Fucking.
Do you get like a portion of the?
Yeah, I'm getting 20%.
Nice.
Wow.
So, but I'm gonna move the time's gonna be from 5 till 8
okay.
from here. But
okay.
She's like, you wanna do it every week? I was like, fuck yeah, dude.
That's
so
tight.
Yeah.
So
no.
You're running two mics right now.
Yep.
Are they both Savage Entertainment mics?
Fuck no, bro. Come on, guy.
Yo,
come
speak on.
Speak on
it.
Nah, I already told Batman, dude. Like, he wants, he's all, I want there to be a safe place for people to come do comedy. I was like, right there, you just turned me off.
The
word
safe. I was like,
the safe triggers you.
Yeah, dude. No, dude. It's like, it's not going to breed good comedy, bro. If everybody's happy-go-lucky, dude. You need people fucking that have drug addictions that fucking just got fingered by their uncle and shit, dude. You know what I mean? Yeah, no, dude. You need no. Yeah, Alan Bromwell's probably got some girl locked in his closet, dude. That's what makes him so fucking funny, dude. You know what I mean?
No,
dude.
That produces good material.
No, it is. Like, he's like, oh, this girl pooped in her cage. It was so cute. You know what I mean? It's like, you come up with different scenarios for different shit, dude, you know?
Interesting.
No, but it's just, I don't know, dude. The main thing I told Batman was, dude, get up on stage to see how fucking hard this shit is, bro. It ain't fucking easy, bro. I mean, we're the workhorses, we're the commodities, we're the fucking Clydesdale pulling the beer up the road, son.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Being exploited by the capitalists.
Not even that, it's how much time do you put in on jokes, bro? It's not just me going up there for 5 minutes, dude. This 5 minutes, I've been fucking with this 5 minutes for fucking a half a year now, dude. You know what I mean? That's how it gets. It's like,
you got the punch in the blue haired girl bit. That's probably right.
Yeah.
I'm a big fat girl. I'm a big, big fat girl.
Yeah. No,
it.
Yeah, no, it killed up there. That's like.
Thick skin. That's like.
Yeah,
thick skin.
No, I won thick skin with that set.
Really?
Yeah, I won thick skin with that set, and it was crazy because I was just talking about it. That was the night they kicked Little Aspie and John B. out of Thick Skin.
Oh,
yeah, and John B. goes, or John B.'s up top. I went upstairs to smoke a joint, and John B.'s like, why did you snitch on me, fool? And I was like, he just asked me what your fucking name was because he was going to take it out of the bucket. I was like, I didn't snitch on you, bud. And he's like, you're a fucking pussy. I was like, no, actually, you're the fucking pussy.
Because
I remember he told me this at my mic at 5280 when me and Groundball were running that mic. He goes, I don't want to offend somebody so bad that they want to punch me. I was like, that's not comedy, bro. You fucking, that's just being a dickhead, bro.
Isn't that what happened at fucking Scruffy's?
Pretty much.
Like, you like did some transgender
so
stuff.
So, I wasn't there.
I wasn't there.
Like,
yeah, he like wore like a tutu or something like that?
No, he wore fucking rainbow leggings, a tutu, and a fucking blouse.
Jesus.
And then Rebecca Robinson's like, dude, that wasn't funny. Started telling her, fuck you, bitch.
Really?
You ain't shit. Fucking, no. Just going off. Who's the other gay dude?
You tell the story.
No, who's the
literally tired.
Who's the other gay dude? Stupid, Aaron. Aaron Hernandez. Fucking started in, so Little Aspie steps up, and then fucking, that's why Little Raymond Aces got in, or was videotaping the whole thing.
Wow.
Yeah, and that's why that's why that fool wasn't allowed back on the fucking Denver comedy scene on the Facebook pages.
Bro, just
Really? No, he's not on those pages, dude. That's why he had to link up with fucking with Batman, probably. But no, dude, that's how it goes. Yeah, all that shit. That's like, we were fucking, after that night, Lisa Lane was like, I'm scared of Little Aspie and Raymond Aces. And I'm like, what? I was like, they're both fucking kids, dude. And you're, she's all, I don't think I want them at my growler mic. She's all crying and shit, dude. And I was like, why? Why? And then me and Raymond Aces showed up to fucking the Irish Rover open mic for fucking High Plains. And they fucking kicked them out, bro.
They kicked Raymond
Aces? Yeah, they kicked them out, dude.
Jesus. That is crazy.
Yeah,
for nothing, dude.
For nothing, dude. Like,
super fan.
Nah, bro.
Loves comedy.
And that's what I told. That's what I told everybody. I was like, dude, the kid's cool, bro. I was like, I don't know what the problem is. He's a nice kid.
He is nice.
I was like, he video. I was like, you guys are actually lucky because if Little Aspie or that John B guy would have fucking hit Rebecca,
yeah.
I was like, it would have been fucking on videotape, and he would have been able to give it.
But he,
so I told him, erase the video, fucking all that shit. I was like, erase all that shit, dude. Just fucking fuck it. I was like, say you're sorry to Rebecca in DM, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And fucking that's about it, bro. That's about all you could do, dude. And he still had a bad name for a while, but then they started letting him go. That's when he started his own open mic, and he's that was the one off of Broadway when
yeah,
he started.
Yeah, the graffiti
bar.
Oh, I do. Yeah,
I'm glad he made moves. Like fucking like that's another thing I told Batman. I was like, open mics. You're running a bunch of open mics. You know, run one for real. Host it for real.
Yeah.
I was like, because you know what? You're just doing shit that a fucking 2-3 year comic in the game's gonna want to be doing their own mic and shit like that. You know what I mean? They're gonna want to make moves and shit like that. You know what I mean? Because you start an open mic, then all of a sudden you get people going to your open mic, then you get invited to some other people's showcase. You go from open mics to running showcases. You start inviting people to your showcase. They start inviting you to their showcase, dude.
It's politics.
Yeah, it's not even politics. It's just fucking, I know this guy's going to make me money. I'm going to make him some money, too, dude, all the way around, bro. You know what I mean?
Explain that statement. That's a
dumb
statement.
That's not a dumb statement.
No, he's right.
Yeah, you're going in, you're making, you offer a service, right? Those people like the service, and then it's mutual aid. It's almost like capitalism with communism.
Again, these are dumb statements. Like, I feel like you're just, like, saying...
The capitalism was right, but the communism was wrong. Communism's always wrong, bro. Ask Mao Zedong, ask Hitler.
Bro, if you're talking about Mao's purges, okay, he murdered like 20 million people in his purges.
Yeah, only.
Only 20 million, but also, if you look at capitalism, there's people who are working at Chuck E. Cheese as adults.
Is that a real
good thing? Good.
Mao murdered 20 million people, but none of those people worked at Chuck E. Cheese as an adult.
Look, well, you know, that's not. You know who's really to blame during all of this shit? It is us being so rich that we have to give fucking adult males and females remedial jobs. In fucking clown suits, fucking mouse suits.
That's how successful we are.
That's how successful we are.
We people so much that we have to give them a job, and that's where.
Yeah,
that's
dude.
Wearing a rat costume.
You got
disease-ridden pizza place. Literally pepperoni.
You got honkies spinning signs, staring at the sun for fucking $12 an hour. Okay.
How is that?
We're
not
rich.
Beautiful?
We are rich as fuck, dude. If you could have a little fucking skater kid high on heroin spinning a sign making $12 an hour, dude. $300,000 condos this way, you know what I mean? Come on, dude. We're rich as fuck, dude. I never even seen $300,000, dude. You know what I mean?
So we're not rich as fuck, but like as a country.
Absolutely.
As a country.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay,
we are,
so
we are
then,
boys. We are pretty
you know what it sounds like you guys want to do, okay?
What is that?
I wanna do this on YouTube. Like, I watch this guy melt metal. Like, he finds copper, all that shit. He's got a nice little fucking kiln. He melts the metal. He makes little bricks. Mm-hmm. I want to start this, you guys. Salvage Entertainment. Do you guys want to get it? You guys want to get it?
Honestly, bro, are you mad that he took savage? The word savage entertainment?
Yeah, appropriated my culture.
That is kind of appropriating your culture, dude.
I've been using savage all kinds, bro. You can see on any of my old Facebook posts, like when I remember writing savages only at the open mic at 5280. You know what I mean? Like, I used to write that all the time on
to brag about.
It don't matter. And I stole it from Joey Diaz. You got to be a savage, cocksucker. You know what I mean? Yeah, fuck yeah,
so
dude.
Talking about a successful man that fucking was super into coke. Joey Diaz.
Oh, man.
I don't care for his comedy.
I don't really care for his comedy. I like his podcast.
I love his podcast, dude.
Yeah,
nah, man. That one, the shit he just dropped the other day about fucking Ralphie May and Brody and shit, dude. I fucking cried. Yeah, did you see I dropped that? Yeah, no, I dropped that episode on the Facebook, and I told Josh Grambo, I said, Grambo, put that picture of you and Brody up, and fucking, he put that picture of him and Brody
dude.
Up, dude.
Did you see, was that in
yeah.
LA?
Yeah, no, that was from where Grambo's from, bro.
Oh, where's Grambo?
Midwest or whatever, I don't fucking, who gives a fuck, if they ain't from Denver, they drink our pee, bro, they drink our pee, son, you know what I mean?
Bro, Grambo's been going in on those edits. He has like a, I don't know what software it is. It's like the video game software. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, he's doing the Unreal Engine.
Yeah, Unreal Engine, dude. I was thinking about.
Oh, really?
I was thinking about paying him some money from Dead Room to do an Unreal Engine of our faces and shit.
He'll do it.
To what end? Like, what's the joke? I want to hear it. Pitch me the joke.
I don't know what the joke would be. I just want us in virtual.
So you guys could be cartoonish.
Yeah.
Cartoonish. You guys could be all the way to fucking like Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, exactly. They look like old Gmod. Do you know like Gary's mod?
Yeah.
Yeah, like it was like a spinoff of Half-Life.
No, yeah. No, I'm super down, man. I like the idea of me living forever. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Virtually?
Eternally, absolutely.
Immortality, it's on my to-do list.
That's what we're already doing with the sketches, bro.
I'm trying to, man. Every Monday.
Follow Dead Room Comedy
Dead
on
Room
YouTube.
Dead Room Comedy on YouTube.
I liked how you guys had Sinbad. That was cool.
Thank
yeah, bro,
you.
We paid... Whoa. Sinbad actually paid us through Cameo, and he was like, yo, I really love what you guys are doing.
We want to support the cause, you know.
Yeah, I'm going to get Gilbert Gottfried to say, I used to molest Louis Jesse Retardo over here because he has Down syndrome, and it's really easy to molest people with Down syndrome. I'm going to get Gilbert Gottfried
dude,
to
get
say
him to say that, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Get him to say
nah,
that.
Nah, dude. But that was tight, dude. No, I listened to whatchamacallit. I watched that I love Norm MacDonald.
Yeah, Norm MacDonald.
So him talk shit when Sinbad beat him in Canada and shit.
Oh yeah.
Dude, like just for last one, it was just starting out or some bullshit like that. But whatchamacallit, Andy Dick reading jokes.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
And he goes like this. He goes, "Oh, Sinbad just filed for bankruptcy." Things looks like it went from sin bad
to sin worse.
That's a fucking great one.
Sin bad filed for bankruptcy for the second time. Looks like things are going from sin bad to sin worse.
I like how you like that joke so much. You wanted the listeners to hear it.
Yeah.
The whole exactly. Yeah.
Filed for bankruptcy. Bro, Norm MacDonald Live is so fucking funny. He has Adam. Who's his?
The Booker.
For comedy. The Comedy Store. Dude, he had him say a joke where he's like. He gives him the worst jokes, and he was like, just because I masturbated to people dying on 9/11 doesn't mean I have to say it. And it was just dead silence.
No, there's more, dude. Like, the homeboy, that dude's on the worst jokes. Like, if you go through Norm MacDonald.
Oh, yeah, the worst jokes.
The worst jokes right there. He's on all the fucking worst jokes on the Norm MacDonald one, dude.
It's crazy.
Yeah. It's crazy he came from the Tempe Improv, man. I didn't think Arizona had that type of comedy scene, man.
Oh, they do, dude.
There's comedy everywhere, man. That's like, I remember So even way back in the day in Westminster, I remember being 22 years old.
Uh-huh.
I seen Lewis Johnson at the Wits End.
In
on 92nd, on 92nd and Sheridan, right up here, bro.
Was it like a comedy club?
Wits yeah, End? It's called the Wits End, and I forget what Lewis Johnson said, but it's like Whites and Thornton. Whites and Thornton, something something Negroes, but he said the N word. It was funny, dude. It was great, dude. But like, and then seeing him at the open mics and shit, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Seeing him downtown at Comedy Works, dude, it's fucking crazy.
How long have you been in comedy in the Denver scene?
In April, it'll be my third year strong.
Okay.
Well, not even strong. Like, 2.5 years, I've been fucking hitting it hard as fuck. Dude.
Yeah.
Because, like, April 8th, my birthday's on the tape. April 8th was my first time going to El Chorrito.
Oh, yeah.
Did you guys ever get to go to El Chorrito?
No, it ended before we got up
here.
That
was the wild night, dude. Cats, it would get wild, bro. It was fun.
Yeah, talk about it.
How would it get wild?
You want to hear the wildest shit that ever happened there? And this beats us tripping acid the last night. So me and Tall Guy, like, everybody was tripping acid. Everybody threw the chairs in the middle of the room. You know what I mean? Because one night this dude went long. And I started talking shit to this dude. I'm like, you're saying the same joke, motherfucker. And he's like, well, since this thug Mexican wants to, I was like, I'll fucking go up there and show you, thug motherfucker. And Allison goes, you already ran the light. And she knocked over like 3 or 4 chairs. So that's why they threw all the chairs down the last night. But the fucking craziest thing I ever seen at El Chorrito was Jeff Cohen eating Emily Croc's fucking pussy in the corner.
What? What? Oh, my
He's
God.
Standing there like this. Standing there like this, and Jeff Cohen's eating her fucking pussy out, dude.
Yo.
Jeff Cohen is
Yo.
Out.
That was the last night of Chorrito?
No, that was just one night.
That was when Chorrito was going strong.
Yeah, that was when Chorrito was going strong. Like, yeah. Some of the best...
Jeff Cohen dirty, man. That's
like,
it.
Some of the best things I remember seeing was Tall Guy, like, fucking, laughing, like, fucking with his head back.
Yeah, he does
He's
that.
Like, like, his arms all the way up, dude. Oh, gosh, dude. Chorrito was off the chain, dude. I miss that joint,
shit,
dude.
Makes me happy,
I miss
man.
That joint. Yeah, dude. Jeff, ask Jeff Cohen. He won't lie neither. He's like, I ate her pussy right there. He's all, I ate her pussy right there, and then 2 weeks later, I got the fucker. But that's how it goes, dude. Oh, man.
Where was El Chorrito? Was that in downtown Denver?
It was 20th in Larimer.
Oh, okay.
So right, you know where the Scruffy Murphy's is?
Yeah.
It's right on the corner right there.
Yeah, is crazy. It still open?
No, it's closed. Yeah, the whole bar closed. And that was even before COVID and shit.
Yeah, that was like...
But I remember, Wentz used to work there, Aaron Wentz. But me and Aaron Wentz have the same dope dealer. And she used to hang out over there, you know what I mean? Go inside, get popcorn and stay warm, then go back outside and sell dope at Jesus Saves, right?
Denver Rescue Mission?
Yeah. That's where
Denver's hottest club, man.
If you ever need coke, go over there and get robbed by a black guy, all right? So, I know I did almost once, but I got a hatchet in my truck. It didn't help.
You're going to hit somebody with a hatchet, man?
Nah, I fucking was going to cut that fool's hand off if he didn't give me my crack, fool.
Jesus.
Nah, dude.
This is in Saudi Arabia, man.
So, this is right across the street from Voodoo Comedy Playhouse, So, I fucking, my dope man was in rehab or something. So, I was like, and I was jonesing, dude. I just got a new job. I wanted to get high. I was jonesing like a motherfucker, you know? So, I fucking went to Jesus Saves over there. And fucking, I was like, yeah, give me a 40. And the dude goes like this. He's a crack magician. So I hand him the money. He got the 40 right here in his hand. And then when he goes like this, he drops a piece of paper in my hand. And I'm like, what the fuck is this? And he's like, you dropped it, homie. I was like, I didn't drop nothing.
Uh-huh.
Now I got like 6 crackheads around me looking for the crack they think I dropped. I was like, I didn't drop shit, fool. This fool got my money. And then I'm like, give me my fucking dope. And he's all, fuck you, homeboy. And now like six other black dudes are walking up, showing me their waistline and shit. Like, what's up, fool? You fucking causing trouble?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So I walked away. I just walked away.
Uh-huh.
Smart.
I jumped in my truck. I went around the other side of the block. I hopped out. I grabbed my hatchet. I sharpened it on the concrete. Real sharp, bro.
What?
Fucking, yo, what? Apache style,
this is happening,
son,
in the richest nation in the world.
I know.
This is Apache style, bro. I sharpened that shit, and I roll up the fucking alley from the back way.
Yeah.
And I fucking pop out right on that motherfucker, and I tell him, yo, motherfucker, you either give me my dope or my money, or I'm cutting your fucking hand off. And he fucking threw two 20s on the ground that time, real 20s.
Like,
and
I, 20s of dope or money?
Yeah, 20s of crack.
Oh, shit.
So I grabbed him, and I fucking started fucking running, because those other black dudes was already fucking coming after me with their fucking guns out. I'm running down the alley, zigzag pattern,
because
I play video games.
Like a cartoon?
Yeah.
With a hatchet. Yeah. And then two 20s are cracking his ass.
Yeah, dude. I jumped in my truck, dude, and I fucking boogied, dude.
Oh, my God.
You know what I bought? You know what I bought with my next paycheck?
What?
That fucking PlayStation right there. I swear to God, dude. I was sober, dude, 3 weeks after that. But I just played PlayStation and drank fucking marijuana fucking juice.
That's probably the best crack that you had smoked.
Nah, dude, it sucked, bro. Don't ever buy crack from Jesus Saves, bud. Like, that shit's whack.
I like how you're calling it by the name of the sign that's outside, just Jesus Saves.
Yeah, I mean, does Colfax have better crack? Where's the best crack in town?
You don't have to name from names. A real dope dealer, like my Mexican homeboy. You know what I mean? From me, if you want to know the truth. That's like, man, some white guy, Alan Bromwell, gave me some blow, dude. And I was like, this is whack, fool. And I snorted it. And for real, dude, I had a fucking rash on my nose. Dude, it always happens whenever I snort bad coke, bro.
Yeah, bro.
That's why I don't snort coke. I'd rather smoke it anyways, bud, because you get your little rashes and shit.
You'd rather have the rash inside your lungs.
No, you don't get rash inside your lungs, bro. You fucking cough that shit out the next day.
Or die, man.
You don't die, bro.
Everybody dies.
Nah, bro. I've been saying this a lot, dude. I need to fucking do a drug college to teach people how to do drugs correctly. Like, if you do coke fucking Thursday, Friday, Saturday, you're mint, bro. If you can fucking just have $200 for those 3 days, get your dick sucked Friday and Saturday, dude, you're mint, bro. Fucking, you're just mint.
But when
dude,
it starts bleeding,
get your dick. No, get your dick sucked. Get your dick sucked or your pussy ate Thursday, Friday. Have a fucking little bit of a habit, bro.
Who gives that? You're mint, dude.
As long as you get your fucking dick or your pussy eaten, dude. Who gives a fuck? As long as somebody puts their little finger in your asshole.
Dude, people suck dick for coke all the time, too, man.
Yeah, as long as you're not sucking dick for the coke. As long as you're getting
your dick sucked. No, dude, this dude gave me coke in this gay dude. So when I used to sling coke, I used to fucking sling coke on the gay chat lines.
Uh-huh.
I used to get on the gay chat lines and all the guys that are like P&P.
Yeah, party and play.
I'd be like, what's up, dog? I got grams for 100. So I was selling like fucking six or seven gay dudes coke, bud. And then this one, the way I found out about that shit was I was with this chick. They were fucking nurses, bud. And then her fucking nurse homie, started selling him coke. And then he goes, yeah. He's all, you want to do some coke? And I was like, I fucking smoke it. And he's like, I'll let you have some fucking smashed foil. And I smashed foil. And then he's like, so I'll pay you $50 if you jerk off in front of me. And I was like, all right. Then 2 weeks after that, he paid me $100 to suck my dick, so I let him do that. And I gotta quit doing drugs.
Very progressive, dude.
He's a nice guy, bro. I hated taking his money for that shit, dude. He's a really nice guy.
Batman on
I bet you I can still go sell that guy blow today, dude. I bet you I can just show up over there and be like, yo, dog, I got fucking grams for 100 again.
Bro, you're mint if somebody's paying you to jerk off. Usually it's the other way around.
Yeah, that's true. That's what I'm saying, dude.
Let's talk to Louis C.K.
Louis C.K.
Right. So did you jerk off in front of him? I feel like
I let him suck my dick 2 weeks later. Come on, Josh. What the fuck, dude?
No,
of course
well,
I jerked like off kind of in front of him.
Glazed over that. You were like, yeah. He asked me $50 to jerk off. Anyway, 2 weeks later.
Well, because it's like well, I feel like it's a lot of work to jerk off in front of somebody
else. Nah, bro, that's
pretty easy. You're not a real comedian if you don't jerk off in front of somebody.
Yeah, dude.
That's
fucking
what we do every night.
Yeah, I'm really good at jerking off, dude.
You're like, $50 for 30 seconds? Hell
yeah,
yeah, bro.
Dude, fuck, bro. I'm be like, I'm going to come, I'm just going to close my eyes and think of rabbit skin, you know, rabbit fur.
That now makes me why you do this podcast
sitting on rabbit fur. Doesn't it make you come like fuck a little fucking fur rug and
that's
shit,
a,
dude?
That's a question for Josh. That's not.
I mean, no, man.
You don't jerk off with fox pelt? What the fuck, dude? What kind of Indian are you, dude?
I'm so fucking jealous of Lewis right now. He's talking about fucking jerking off into bunnies, man.
Bro,
I want to do that.
Appropriating your culture.
Dude,
that's how you know I'm an urban Indian. Fucking haven't jerked off into a fucking bunny.
Right? It's still February, right?
Yeah, barely.
We should go shoot bunnies in fucking Craig up there, bro.
Let's do it, man.
And
I'll fucking
because
make some stew.
We can eat them, because
we can
make
eat some them. Stew, and then we can go jerk off, man.
Yeah, then you can use the fucking pelts to jerk off.
Is that the original flesh?
Dude, fuck, honoring my ancestors, man. Fucking
a pelt and a fucking and a walrus bone or something.
Thank you,
like
man.
That.
I'm glad that somebody caught that. The original fleshlight. Because it's flesh.
Shut up. Oh.
Bro, I've shot bunnies before. I remember when I was in high school, we had a BB gun, and we shot a bunny, and we didn't kill it. And, yeah. That's been haunting me.
So where are you from, Jacob Jonas?
I'm from Centennial, Colorado. The south
side. You are from Colorado?
Yeah, I was
born
in
Centennial.
And
you're not from Colorado, are you?
No, I'm out from the west side of Phoenix, man.
All right, Phoenix.
Yeah.
I hate Phoenix, dude. It's
I don't
too
give
hot
a
down
shit,
there.
Man. Phoenix hates you.
It's hot. Good. They, American fuckers should give that shit back to Mexico, bud. If you want
to
know the
Yo,
truth.
Yo, man. I
it's
went
too
to every
hot.
Birthday party I went to was a pool party, man. Go fuck yourself.
Wow.
All right.
Yeah, it's also like 120.
The only cool thing about Arizona is bitches don't wear panties, okay? That's
fucking,
the only thing cool
it's
thing,
true.
Bro.
It's true, man. But you can smell that shit, man.
Yeah, dude.
Fucking.
So you want to hear my crazy Arizona story? You know those crazy kids that have to live in the tents out in the desert and shit, dude? The bad kids?
Oh, you're talking about like the tent prison thing?
Yeah.
Tent city.
Yeah.
No longer exists, by the way. That's a Joe Arpaio thing, man. Fuck that guy.
So anyways, when I was working down there early 2000s, we were fucking partying and shit, fucking at the homeboy's apartment, and this bitch is all looking inside of these other people's apartment. I was like, what's going on, girl? And she's all, we just ran away from the tent city, and my homegirl's locked in this guy's apartment. Can you help me get her out? So I was like, I don't want to go into this fucking dude, other guy's apartment. She's like, well, can you just knock on the door and try to wake her up? And I was like, well, fuck it. So I went over there, and you know the big sliding glass doors?
Yeah.
I just popped it out, bro, because I know how they go in.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So locked or not, bro, you can fucking pop a big sliding glass door right out off the hinges. You know, so
it's a man's work in construction.
So I popped her in. So I popped the door off. I fucking let her in. She checks on her friend. And then she's like, oh, she'll be fine. She grabs her bottle of liquor, and then she comes back over with me, bro, to fuck a party with me. And she's fucking just sitting there. She fucking sits on my lap. She's like, yeah, I just ran away from Tent City. Do you want to finger me? And I was like, hell yeah, dude. So drinking, finger banging her on the homeboy's porch. Then the cops come to the fucking house that I just broke into. And then that bitch goes, I'm going to go over there and check on my friend. I was like, your friend's going to jail. You should just stay right here. And then fucking she goes walking across the parking lot, and the cops fucking swoop her. I was like, God damn it. I just got the finger only.
It's like the
damn it.
That got away.
Son of a bitch, dude.
It's a romantic comedy.
Yeah.
That
ex-con fingering.
Fuck,
they keep
dude.
Missing
she's,
each other during,
she's
like,
a fine. Yo, she's a cute little white girl, dude. She reminds me of the little fucking 18 fucking in anal that I fucking looked on Pornhub all the time.
You know, you're going to name a name.
About,
I was like,
you're like
problematic.
For 20 years, you're like, man.
Oh, for real, dude.
That's That's exciting to date an ex-con. Or like that, a con that ran away from prison.
That is. That is.
Right? That's like a rom-con. Like exhilarating, that's a rom-con. Man. Yeah, that would've been a tight pussy, man.
It's a rom-con.
Fuck, dude.
Rom-con.
She don't, like, she don't. One more. Who knows the last time she's gotten fucked? And then she's like, I don't know the next time I'm gonna get fucked, dude. That's why she is like, you can finger me if you want.
Nah, they're gay for staying there. That's my understanding.
Nah, dude. All those bitches got hands inside of each other. Yeah,
100%.
They're wearing each other like mittens over there.
Think about it. She could have gotten back to prison, gotten into a bunch of fights and stuff, and never gotten out, and that could have been the last male finger in her vagina.
Yeah.
you could have been the one that got away.
The one that got away.
Maybe.
Damn. Okay. Lewis, do you want to be a dad? You want to have kids?
Maybe. I don't know. My life numbers, besides my main life number, is a 1. Uh-huh. And that's why I got a giant ego, and I'm an Aries, and all that shit. You know, it's like, because I'm a 1. But my other two numbers is a parent and a teacher. I'm a 5 and a 6, bro.
Okay. Well, okay. Do you believe in horoscopes?
I believe in numerology, dude. Oh, the numbers break down everything, bro.
That's you know my number is 333. I see that everywhere. I think it's my lucky number.
Really?
It might be. What day were you born?
May 27th.
27, so 2 plus 7 is what, 9? You're a 9, bro. That's bad on the first number.
That's bad. Yeah, but 333 is that's an angel, bad. It's an angel number from what I've seen. I looked it up, and they were
that's why you see 333, because there's 3 threes and 9.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but it's a bad thing.
Yeah, but exactly. I'm taking it as a good thing.
Okay. You take how you want. You're
no, so he to, sees. I mean. He sees.
That, bro.
So get a house that got 333 in it, dude, because it matches your number. So 3 plus 3 plus 3 is 9. He's 9.
He's 9?
Okay, so but check this. So the same thing, 3 plus 3 plus 3. What's 9? 9 plus 9 is 18, right?
Yeah.
You can't have two numbers. 1 plus 8 is what? 9. You do that, you double it, you fucking half 9, you do all that shit, dude, it always equals 9, bro. That's how crazy the number 9 is, bro.
So, what does the number 9 mean?
It's the cycle, bro. It's the top of the circle, bro. You're at the top of the circle, but what's fucked up is you're in your own loop because you're not, there's no other, you're not at all fucking, you don't have no characteristics of any other number.
Hell yeah.
Only other numbers could go into you, and the only other two numbers that could go into you is 3 and 6, and they're interchangeable.
Yep.
That's why fucking, to create space-time continuum, you need a 369 engine like Tesla, son.
Dude,
369 engine,
damn,
dude.
Dude, yeah, literally, I'm like a fucking 3-6 mafia, bro.
Are you?
Well, I mean, that's the only thing that I can...
Expand on that.
That's the only thing that I can think of to relate to this conversation. So.
They were gay, bro. They were lame as fuck. Bro, they had one good jam.
Damn,
I don't give a fuck about
one more time. Top in my collar is a classic, man. I want that in my
Yeah, okay.
Way. Is Lena the Rockwood?
Okay, who started popping collars? Is it an 80s thing?
I don't know.
No, you know who.
You know who
first started popping collars?
Who?
Fucking Dracula, motherfucker.
Transylvania popping collars.
Yeah, I didn't know that we're going all the way back.
We're going way back, bro.
Italian?
Everything's been done. No, Romanian.
Oh.
Vlad the Impaler.
Vlad the Impaler. You would like eat lunch with like. Just bodies stacked on like spikes.
When he was in prison, he'd get little sticks and impale mice in his cell.
Oh wow! That's sick, dude.
Fucking gay for the stay, baby. Gay for the stay, man.
Hey, dude, that's how you do it, bro.
That's crazy.
So what else? What else? So Arizona. Else? How long have you guys started what in
Durango,
Colorado. Huh?
That's where we met through comedy.
Yeah.
All right. I fucking cleaned the sewers down there in Durango.
Yeah, dude. Apparently,
stayed at the White Horse.
Yeah. Apparently, yeah. Brian Evans goes through Durango a lot too.
Brian Evans doesn't mean shit, bro.
Just saying, bro.
Brian Evans, I think he hit his fucking head, bro. Because
I thought you guys
were
friends,
fucking,
man.
We're homies. We're really good friends, but I think he's all the way retarded now, bro.
I like that. Artarded.
That is like a political.
It's more respectful. You know what I mean? You're like, I shouldn't
quit being
say
a
the
fucking
word.
Artard.
Yeah. South Park could do it. I could do it.
For sure.
No, but I don't know what's up with that, but it's like there's a lot of dumb cats in the scene. But how was the scene down there in Durango?
It's good. I mean, before COVID, man, like when we started, when we were doing it, like it's a small ass town, but they had what? Like there was a point where there was like 3 mics a week or four mics a week.
Yeah, 4 mics a week, and then we would do like showcases every other week. And then some of the places where we got to perform were like way above our pay grade.
Yeah, we got spoiled, bro. Dude, 9 months into comedy, you're doing a showcase for 250 people in a theater,
and they all pay like $15 to go see that show.
Yeah, and you're getting paid like $50 to
exactly.
Do it. And you're just like you're stumbling through material,
and you're a garbage comedian,
literally on stage.
Yeah.
It's like you really have to go to a big city to get good at comedy.
Yeah.
That's 100%. Like what you would call, man. I did that 30 up at the Moxie, man.
Yeah, how'd that go?
It went real good, but I could tell, like, and that's like I tried to do the gay black dope dealer at the Hangover, too.
Uh-huh.
And it was just flat because I haven't done it in such a long time, bro. You know what I mean?
Hangover. That's kind of
yeah, that and it, but it, I could just tell. No, I could tell that this joke is there's too many flat spots in it.
Right.
Either I gotta shorten it up, which will work. I know how to shorten it up. I've done it short. You know, but that's when it flows better is when it's short now, and I use the long version for time. For that 30 minutes.
Okay. Oh.
You know
so
what I mean?
Did it go well at Moxie?
No, it went well. It was going good. And then I still needed to cover a couple extra minutes. So I did the real ender to that fucking gay black dope dealer joke. Because that dude gave me 9 grams of blow. I came home. My mom went to New Mexico.
Uh-huh.
My mom went to Las Vegas, New Mexico. So I'm fucking smoking crack in the front room playing PlayStation. I fucking take a big old hit and I go to set my pipe down on the fucking, I had a little leather coaster next to the PlayStation up there. And right when I set the pipe down, my fucking hands start shaking, bro. And then like my whole body started fucking shaking. And like I'm leaning against the fucking wall, bro, about to go down like... With seizure style. I'm so fucking high, bro. Yeah. Damn. Fucking high, bro.
Wait, what is the gay black dope dealer story?
It's where I drove the dude around fucking from like 8 o'clock until like 4:30 in the morning.
Uh-huh.
And then like he was selling dope all night, and I was getting high with the little white boy he left in the car. The little white boy's girlfriend was showing me her tits and playing with their fucking little pussy.
Jesus.
In the front seat while the white boy was passed out, while the gay black dope dealer was up in the Crown Palace with his fucking boyfriend. At like 2 in the morning to like 3:30 in the morning, the gay black dope dealer was fucking upstairs fucking his boyfriend, bro,
uh-huh,
doing meth. This fool came out, his eyes looked like Benderbot, bud. And he, yo, player. Take me back to my hotel. You know what I mean? I was like, all right, playa. And then, like, fucking, he gave me a $150 tip for driving around all night.
Uh-huh.
Eight in the evening till 4:30 in the morning.
Uh-huh.
I made $420 on the Uber ride.
Uh-huh.
And that's that's even splitting it with the guy that I was driving the brand new Yukon for, bro.
Right, right.
You know, so I still made $400. He gave me $150. I said, yo, dog, hook me up with some blow. I know what you've been doing.
Yeah.
Cause this fool had 2 briefcases, bud.
Yeah.
Fucking rolling into the spots, 2 briefcases, dude. probably ounces and ounces of fucking crank, fucking blow, heroin. He probably had everything, dog. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, but anyways, I fucking came home. I did all that fucking blow, dude. I was getting all high, and I told that story about me almost going down, and I was like, and right then, you guys, I quit. I quit smoking crack right then and there for like an hour. I had seven more grams of blow to do. And some guy gets up and he's like, are you just going to talk about blow the whole? Are you just going to talk about drugs? And I was like, yeah, for the rest of this joke. And he goes, fuck this. And then he walks out.
Wow.
That's like a monster.
I was like, I guess that drug story must have hit too close to home, buddy. He must have fucking went down on drugs, you know what I mean? A couple times, bro.
No, he's just jealous. That's
yeah, what a jealous-ass pussy, dude. Yep.
He's like...
Enjoy your time.
I can't handle my drugs. How can you? God, what an asshole.
9 grams. It's like almost like fucking... What is an 8 ball? 3.5 grams?
8 ball's 3.5.
Yeah.
You are a functional like drug addict though. Like you.
No,
you
there's more than functional drug addicts. There's a. I'm not even a drug addict. I'm a drug connoisseur, bro.
You got because a charcuterie
no,
board,
dude.
Man,
there's
fucking...
like. Yeah, dude. I don't play games, bro. I'll teach you how to cook your crack and cognac, bro. If
yeah,
you
I was talking to him about that the other day.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah, cognac.
Yeah, dude. That shit tastes like fucking licorice. But everybody would smoke crack if it tastes like that, dog.
Probably, honestly.
You know what I mean, dude? I'm not even joking, dude. Everybody have a fucking $70,000 fucking habit. Fucking crack was cooked in cognac every
God
time.
Damn, God bro. Damn. I don't want no. Like, no, crack,
do you cook the crack yourself?
I could. Yeah, where my guy cooks it all up. And because so he makes more money that way.
You just, yeah, because, I mean, you can sell, like,
so,
smaller amounts.
But that's, like,
money.
If I needed, like say, if you guys really needed a fucking eight ball,
mm-hmm.
I'd have to get a quarter and split it in half because that's the only way I'm going to get it in fucking, in powder.
He sells it in bulk.
Because it's got to be fucking, you got to buy something big or else fuck you, bud. It's not worth it.
Right,
because exactly. he gets a quarter or a half. And he fucking throws half of it right into a coffee cup, a little bit of baking soda, a little bit of water in the microwave, a little bit of spinning like that. Mm. And he's got a giant crack cookie, bud. And he just fucking breaks that down and slings that, dude.
So that's how you cook crack. You take baking soda, water, Coke, mix it up, microwave.
Not even...
Damn,
yeah,
that's super quick, too, then.
Yeah.
So as soon as he gets Coke, he like can turn that straight into crack. Like,
he
right
flips
away.
It right into crack, dude. And then you drop it into 40s. You fucking break that down. 0.38 to 0.41.
Damn,
you just
like
make a bunch of fucking, just makes a bunch of those. Slings it point by point. Fuck,
so, like,
dude.
1 point is like a crack rock, like that you can smoke.
No, dude. Yeah, like fucking point. A 40, you should be able to fucking get like 4, 5, maybe 6 hits out of that shit, bro.
Damn,
good hits that fucking like. And then when you fucking. Dude, fucking, you know what's crazy is half the time I used to go to the open mics all the time and fuck, I'd take a hit before I had to go in, fucking wait 30 minutes, go outside, take another hit, come back, bro, fucking smoke a joint, hang out. Nobody even fucking knew I'd be fucking high, bro.
Jeez.
I used to, dude, Niccolo's, I used to fucking make so much money Saturday nights and then go to Niccolo's and I'd just go to the back to my car, take a big old hit, go back to the front. Toke a joint, fucking talk shit, blah, 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 blah. Because I knew I was going on fucking late, dude. And then,
Goddamn,
Maslow would be like, come tear this mic up, bud. And fucking boom, I go up there and rip it, son. Talk shit, blah, 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 fucking just all high, dude.
I'm a big girl.
Dude. Shit pops out of your mouth, bro. Shit, fucking, you just remember shit, dude. Like
that's
the other day, I was talking about I was doing the woke jokes. I was like, yeah, I even bought woke Coke. And then I was like, oh, I could do the Mexican flag booger. I was like, yeah, I've been buying this woke Coke. When you pick your nose the next day, it comes out green and then white and then red. I call them Mexican flag boogers. That just popped right into my head, dude.
Nice.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like jazz sometimes, dude. When your comedy starts flowing like jazz.
I'm a little worried about how much sense this is making to me right now. I'm like,
don't, bro, because and it's not even me getting high and doing that, dude. It's like not. It's like the first time I ever drove my car on acid, and I was like, dude, this is easy. Why the fuck do you think I became?
Yo, fuck Darren.
Why the
this
fuck
is
do you
easy.
Think I became the best Uber driver and Lyft driver ever, bro? Because that shit's easy, even on acid and shit. I drove back and forth to fucking Fort Collins, Denver to Fort Collins, high on peyote. Fucking listening to RJG2 spiritually traveling. And you know what my epiphany was I was driving 80 miles an hour on cruise control, and I was like this, perfectly still. Not even breathing, son.
It means you have to have good suspension in your car, for sure.
Yeah, dude.
Means you gotta have to have fucking angels, man.
Yeah,
fucking, God.
The peyote.
Dude, I'm trying to do peyote, man. Like, I'm trying to get a button. Like,
we
it's
can
like
get,
cute.
I know how to get some buttons.
Damn, man.
I feel like you should go out in the
I think, no, I think, if you really want, we just gotta go back to where you're from.
That's true, man. Just hit up the church, man.
Not even. Yeah. Fucking, we'll go fucking find him underneath the fucking bushes.
Oh, that's
Jesus
right, yeah.
Does Jesus save our peyote?
Jesus saved.
Oh, hell no, dude. No. They just got black, meth, and fucking crack, bud.
Black tar.
Yeah, man. Heroin, meth, and crack, bud.
See, heroin seems to be much... I feel like you can't do heroin and do comedy. I feel like...
That's more of like...
That's like... me and my dad... I just had my dad on the podcast, and we seen the same crazy bitch at Union Station. She's got a blanket with just a bra on, a blanket... A straw in her mouth and fucking a lighter and a fucking piece of tinfoil smoking fucking fentanyl, dude.
Jeez,
right bro, there. I'll go suck some dicks and make some more money. Hook me up.
Has to do is lift up her bra. Oh, yeah. And then boom, she gets money. I feel like opiates and heroin, like that shit, like if you're smoking meth, you can be productive and you can write and whatever. But sure. Like, I feel like heroin like ruins your life. You know.
Oh, yeah. You get fucked on that shit for sure. Quick, too. Super quick.
Yeah. Yeah.
Damn.
I've tried that. I actually tried it in Arizona.
Heroin?
Yeah. I did the Target store in Phoenix.
Okay.
Like a venue?
No, I did the neon glass in both Target stores on both sides of town in Phoenix.
We got a bunch of Target stores.
It's the one by all the car dealerships, bud.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know that one.
Yeah, I did the fucking Target store there, and then we were staying with our homeboy. But this is what we were smoking it. And, like, I got high. I'm not, like, fuck, it was pretty fun. It was cool. We were drinking. We got high. We were hanging out with these bitches that did it too. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But the homeboy Taylor, this white boy, fucking went and cooked it in a spoon, popped
it.
Dude, fucking shit his pants full.
Wow.
He's sitting there, bud, in his chair,
just
with
a
the
nirvana.
Beer, and he just fuck shit his pants, bud. We gotta go throw him in the fucking shower, strip him down. My bad, guys. Whoa, fuck. Not even fucking an hour later, he's like, hey, bud, will one of you guys help me fucking shoot? He's like, yo, smoke. He's like, no, I can't, bro. He's like, the fool's dead.
Yeah, bro, for real. Like, I feel like...
That fool's dead.
It's so easy to OD on heroin.
Him and his roommate that we stayed with down there, bro, they're both fucking gone, bud.
Damn.
They both OD'd?
On something else. The thing, one was a car crash, and the other one OD'd. Dude.
That's crazy.
But fuck, man. Yeah, dude. That's how it goes, bud. You fucking go too crazy and shit, dude.
Yeah, I feel like it's way easier to OD on opiates than... Like, can you OD on meth, right?
You could
heart things, right?
No, you could have heart palpitations that'll lead to fucking heart failure.
Heart failure.
So that's like my dad. So my dad, he probably has an oversized heart from doing a lot of drugs too.
Right.
But he had to have his valves redone.
Jeez.
He had to have his thyroid irradiated because your thyroid fucking controls everything.
Uh-huh.
It's because of all of his high anxiety and his thyroid working the way it always works. It fucked up his heart, dude. His heart fucking was triple beating.
Jesus.
Like triple repeater. And I was like, dude, just think my dad still fucking was smoking crack. He just got kicked out of my grandma's house
for smoking crack
when he got released from jail when he got COVID.
Bro, how do you smoke crack with anxiety?
That relieves your anxiety.
Oh, shit.
Dude. Drugs relieve your anxiety, dude. Any kind of drugs, bro.
I've had that before. I've done drugs
before.
No,
because you just feel better, bro.
Yeah.
You feel better about, like...
The euphoric, I think.
The Dewey Cox. The cocaine makes all your bad feelings turn into good feelings. You know what I mean, dude? Fuck it, bro. You can't be down on drugs, bro. You know what I mean?
I'm skeptical of drugs, man.
When I used to drink, and that's when I used to, like, fucking getting high is just another thing to me now, bro. You know what I mean?
Mm.
Like, as long as I don't spend over fucking, as long as I don't spend, like, fucking, if I spend one plasma on fucking blow and the next plasma on fucking wax, I'm cool, bro.
Right.
You know what I mean, dude? You know what I mean? Yeah, like fucking I know I fucked up when I go get fucking cracked twice in a week for
that's
plasma.
That's how you know what I mean?
Yeah, dude. I know I'm fucked up when that PlayStation's not there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, dude? There's shit. I know I'm fucked up when this computer's not here.
So you have like different levels of
Yeah, dude. There's like, I've always worked hard to get high, bro. I don't give a fuck, dude.
Yeah, you don't
like,
sell it or anything.
Like, so check this out. When I, even when I worked in the sewer company and I didn't, I just lost my license for no insurance and shit on my car. So I didn't want to get busted with that again with no license. So I sold my car. I would ride my bike to 60th or 68th in Colorado over here. Uh-huh. So I'd ride up Pecos, the bike path, all the way over to Colorado Boulevard just to get to work at the sewer company.
Uh-huh.
I did it fucking with 2-3 inches of snow on the ground one morning, and the boss, everyone else is calling, are we going to be working today? And the boss is like, Louis made it here on his fucking bike, so you better come here and at least do an oil change.
You better
come fucking do an oil change on your fucking truck. But like,
yeah, but Louis addicted to crack.
No, but it doesn't matter. I still show up there, bro. And then I'd fucking jump on a vac truck or a TV van, and I'd sell weed all day.
Right.
And I would sell weed. This was right before it was still semi not legal and shit, you know? I sell weed on a vac truck, dude. I'd have people go meet me in South Arapaho, fucking wherever I was working. I'd have people meet me. And I would sell weed all day so that when I left from there, I could stop at the dope lady chick's fucking house over here off of York. And I'd get a fucking...
In the back truck?
No, on my bike, leaving work.
Oh, leaving from work.
Yeah, so I'd make a bunch of money at work, and then fucking when I got off work, I'd fucking go right to the Double 80 Chicks. I'd get me a fucking 60 or 80 or how much I fucking... I was making fucking $200 a fucking day, bro, selling weed, dude.
Plus the fucking money that you're making at your job.
And then,
that's crazy, man.
But that's how it goes. That's how it used to be, dude. I miss selling weed, bro. That shit was my passion, bro.
Because everybody loves weed. Like, the user base for weed is big.
Oh, dude, fuck, that's dude. My dad told me when I was like 7 or 8 years old, he's all, son, I sell weed so I could fucking buy you and the kids presents and Christmas and shit. I'm like, cool, dad.
Is this him right here? Is this magician?
That's my grandpa. That's my grandpa, Isaias Joseph Gonzalez.
That's your grandpa?
Yeah.
That's a fucking mustache and a half,
looks
man.
Looks like a Rockefeller, dude.
Dude, man. He looks like he hates black people,
he's
man.
Spanish,
he's
bro.
Spanish, bro. Like from Spain?
Nah, yeah, pretty much. He's the Spanish side of my family.
Spanish.
So, the other side of my family, my dad's side, is Dutch and Indian.
Oh, like from India?
No, like this guy. Ooh, Indian. Like feather.
I can't say it.
Like feather Indian, like this. Yeah. How about that? Feather Indian.
Dot, not
feather.
Yeah, feather or dot, man. I'm not even that mad. You know what it is? The Marine Corps fucking destigmatized me to, like, racist... Like shit. Slurs towards
did you
being
serve?
Native.
Did you serve?
Yeah, 6 years.
Thanks for your service,
oh,
brother.
Yeah, absolutely. Give me a crack rock, man.
Where's no, the man.
Yeah, where's the military?
No, my cousin. My cousin.
I served this country.
After this, I'll show you my little cousin that.
Yeah, you.
My little cousin that's a Marine. He fights. He fights in the
The desert?
No, the service MMA.
Oh, wow. That's crazy,
I forget
which one.
Spartan Combat League.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, he fights in the Spartan Combat League. Yeah, he got fight of the year, dude. He fought some kid in front of the army.
Hey,
fucking
Lewis,
broke his ribs.
Work?
Yeah. No. Yeah, straight back.
No, that's your mom's house,
of course,
though, right?
It fucking works, bud. You cock-sucking motherfucker.
This is cleaner. This is way cleaner than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah,
man.
Right, bud. Yeah. Don't go in my room.
I know.
Shit, my mom's like, what's everything here? I was like, it's organized. Clean clothes in baskets, dirty clothes in these other baskets.
Of a basket-oriented system, yeah. Man. That's crazy. You go, so like you, because I see you out all the time at comedy mics. And so you have to travel from here, man? Are you just bumming rides all the time?
No,
are you, like,
I
taking
catch
the
bus, bro.
Really? Where's the bus at?
Right here on the corner.
And then how long does that take?
The 19 gets right downtown in 20 minutes.
20 minutes? That's not too bad.
And actually, dude, you know what, bro? It fucking drops off right by Comedy Works, bro.
Really?
That's why I like
special.
That's like, no, a year ago, I was pissed off at myself. I fixed my bike and I lost my license again, and I was just pissed at myself. And I said this. I said, you know what? The fucking bus goes right here,
mm-hmm.
and it goes right to fucking Comedy Works. I was like, Monday and Tuesday,
there every time.
You gotta fucking be there. It's only you Jew the bus driver, you say you're fucking you say you're retarded or you need the discount or whatever, so it's only $1.50, you know what I mean?
Yeah, the bus here fucking sucks, man.
Yeah, so
it's slow and it's expensive, man. Fuck.
No, I have my I have my dad buy me a discount bus pass every start of the month.
Uh-huh.
It's like $68, bud.
I don't have a dad that's, you know.
Hey, my dad will buy you one.
Yeah, tell him.
He dude, will, dude.
I can Photoshop a disabled bus pass for you.
Yeah, do that.
I don't know.
Okay. Nah, dude. Don't. Or what you do is you have one dude buy the bus pass on his fucking phone, mm-hmm. and then screenshot that, dude.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Game in the system.
Yeah,
game
dude. I've done that before. I got busted doing it too, dude. Somebody goes, is that a picture? And I was like, nope. And then he hit the button and it goes share at the bottom. No, it says share at the bottom. Like, you know how when you, because you can fucking make it go flat like it looks like it.
Right.
But fucking he caught me, man. You, yeah. You got to get off at the next stop. Fuck you. What's your name? Fuck you.
Do you take the bus everywhere?
Yeah.
Okay.
Bus or my bike, dude.
Bus or the bike.
Bus or the bike.
That's like, bike in the summer.
Yeah, bike in the summer. Fucking, I could hit the light rail right here and make it downtown in like not even 10, 15 minutes.
Oh, nice. Yeah, that's
okay. That's like, so I caught the light rail to go do Philip Cano's podcast the other day.
Oh, who's Philip Cano?
The guy that does the underground mic. Humor Underground.
Oh.
You guys got to show up to that this year.
Oh, wait, is it?
Oh,
the backyard mic.
Yeah. He's the Mexican guy with the mustache. Yeah.
That's tonight, isn't it?
No.
Oh, there's a, what is the mic tonight? Oh, Herman's Hideaway is tonight.
Herman's
oh,
Hideaway.
Is it?
Yeah.
I haven't been to it.
I'm going to be in Sedalia tonight.
Doing what, comedy?
Yeah.
What
Wide
mean?
Open Saloon, Anthony Armstrong's mic.
That's what I was saying. Yeah, you were telling me that last night.
It's a dope one, bro. I did it a few weeks or 3 weeks ago, bro. It was tight as fuck, bro.
Good crowd?
Good crowd.
Yeah, and Anthony Armstrong's funny.
And Armstrong, Andy pays, bro. Fuck yeah, son.
He pays to do the mic?
Yeah.
What?
It's a showcase.
It's a
showcase. Okay.
Have you ever been booked before? I don't know. Funny. Was it the last time?
Have you been to Herman's Hideaway?
Yeah.
Do you think it's a good mic?
Yeah, it's a good mic. The crowd's a little bit far away, but the mic's good.
And it has a stage in it.
Yeah, it's got a stage. Yeah.
Yeah, bro. Definitely want to hit that.
You can act out a little
Pallet
bit.
Pallet City too.
Yeah, I'd say Herman's Hideaway then Pallet City.
Okay.
You been to Pallet City?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good. Oh yeah, I've seen you there. That's a good mic.
Yeah, I did. I actually ran that open mic for what's his name?
Garrett?
The tall guy. No, not
Corey.
Garrett. No, this was a year ago. Fuck, what's his name? He lives with Mike Hockenburn.
Oh, Sammy Anser.
Sammy Anser. That was there.
Los, what was the mic that he was running before COVID? It was like
Los Deuces?
Yeah, Los Deuces. Yeah, but he used to run Monkey Barrel.
Oh, really?
Yeah, back in the day.
That's funny because Sammy and Garrett sort of look like
and then,
other.
But he didn't have nobody going. Nobody would show up to that shit, like maybe 5-6 people.
Uh-huh.
And then he had me run it for 2 weeks. And then like the second week. Or, like, I had more people show up. I just know I did. I had, like, 15 people show up. And then the dude was still complaining that it wasn't going long enough.
Really?
So I was like, you want me to pull the mic back out and fucking I'll talk? I'll talk for another fucking 15, 20 minutes, bud.
I think I won't.
You know what I mean? Like, you think I won't fucking pull that fucking mic right back out of there, dude, out of that closet and fucking put it back up just to make you happy to pay me right now. And that dude just kept talking shit. So I talked shit to Sammy Anser, and then he's like, well, it sounds like you just need to buy some crack or something. I was like, yeah, I do. Send me $20, motherfucker.
Yeah,
I said, send me 20.
That's why I'm on it.
No, I said, send me $20, motherfucker. That's how much you think of me right now, dude. Yeah, send me the $20, and we'll wash hands of each other. And then fucking look. I got him. I'm the one that got him up at the Moxie, but I was like, you need to hit dude up at the Moxie, yeah.
Oh, wow. I've never done the Moxie before. I've heard that. I think Elliot did it.
That's what he was saying. Yeah, Rudy Garcia is the one that books it. Yeah. He's a nice guy, too. He came out to Lincoln Station.
Yeah, I saw him at the Hangover. But
he's sharp, bro.
Yeah.
Hit him up, bro. He'll get you on. Just send him your tape.
Oh, nice.
He'll get you on up there for sure.
Oh, fuck yeah.
But what you would call it, yeah, man, I love this comedy game, dude. I'm glad you guys are in it, dude.
Appreciate you, man.
Nah, man. If I catch the light rail out on Mondays, I will fucking make the Lincoln, but my bad I couldn't stay at Ramen either, dude. That bitch fucking sent me $30
that's what
to
you're
fucking
saying,
catch a
man.
Lift, son.
Yeah, that's what I got you, bro. She wants
like,
it, man.
I was like, fuck, dude.
You were like, yeah, I gotta go get a hand job.
And no, I said, I gotta go get a blow job. she wanted to suck my dick, dude. That's what... So this chick, she takes big old hits of meth, bro, and she blows it on your dick.
Do you feel it?
Yeah, dude.
Does it go? What?
You get high from
it
a meth blowjob?
Yo, yeah, bro, I didn't know you could take meth
it
up your dick,
tingles.
Man. Oh, my God, dude. Jesus, man.
So on, here's smoke, some bro. Dick tingling good times. Get some meth blast on your dick, all right?
That's probably the only way I would do meth.
All right, really? So these cats, they got Caillou and Lincoln Station. Spelling Bee tonight.
Spelling Bee on Friday, tomorrow night.
Tomorrow
night we got the Spelling Bee. We got Caillou Ramen open mic at 7 p.m. every Sunday.
Yeah, brunch coming back in April.
We're going to start doing a brunch show back in April someplace on Undecided TBA downtown.
Yeah, YouTube videos every Monday.
YouTube videos. Follow Dead Room Comedy on Instagram.
Dead Room Comedy.
Dead Room Comedy.
I don't know, man.
I don't know, man. You don't want a dead room.
Don't want a dead room.
That's Sinbad, bro.
That's a shitty impression, dude. Oh, whoa, I like it.
I don't know, man.
Just play it on your phone. Just play it on your phone next time you guys own it. And while they find that, show up to Bruise Off of Facts this Friday. Every Friday at 6 p.m. And then we're starting Goosetown Tavern
right there.
3242 Colfax Avenue, all right? You motherfuckers, Goosetown Tavern. Show up there, 5 to 8. Don't forget, I'll remind you to sign up for fucking Blushing Blue, and you'll be able to get there fucking right on time, all right, you guys?
DeadRoomComedy.com, and to follow the Instagram page, DeadRoomComedy, and blah, 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 blah.
Put it up higher. You see... Do it again.
I'll do it again. Wait, hold on.
Try again.
You don't want a dead room. As a comic, you don't. Now, Dead Room Comedy. Y'all do it, brother. That's a crazy name. Dead Room. I don't know, man. You don't want a dead room. As a comic,
you don't want
a dead
room.
Trust me on that.
All right. Trust him on that, I guess. Thanks for coming,
you
guys.
Much love.
Yeah.
Much love.
Hell yeah, bro.